KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support comes from KGNU listener members and by North Boulder Counseling, specializing in anxiety counseling and depression treatment. Offices in Boulder and online options throughout Colorado. More information can be found at northbouldercounseling.com.
Support comes from the Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, presenting guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter Christone Kingfish Ingram, live on Thursday, May 19th. Tickets and information can be found at ParamountDenver.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to delve into a topic that comes up every once in a while when I assemble enough stuff to make it happen. I'm calling it Ragtime Interpretations, or you could also call it Ragtime Improvisations. But we're going to play a series of pieces tonight, and we'll start off with a pretty straightforward rendition of how it was originally written by the composer, and then we'll play another version that deviates from this, shall we say. So we're going to start with a piece everybody knows from 1902. This is The Entertainer by Scott Joplin, and first up will be William Bolcom, and second up will be Tom McDermott.
Thank you.
William Bolcom played it straight, pretty much. Tom McDermott gave it the New Orleans treatment. I'm not going to comment on any of these. Each one is an individual choice by the artist. Let's move on now to a piece that's not well known. It's from 1906. It's called The Gasoline Rag by Louis Mentel. And first up will be Dave Jason, playing it pretty much as written. And second up will be Ann and Jeff Barnhart playing as Ivory and Gold with flute and piano. So here is Dave Jason.
What glorious weather. It's a perfect day for a drive. Hang on, everyone. This baby reaches 25 miles an hour, as long as there's no wind. Well, we passed the gas station about 10 miles back. I'll see you in 3 hours. All right, we're all loaded up. Here we go.
Okay, Gasoline Rag, Dave Jason, and then Ivory and Gold with their usual zany approach to things. Moving on, now we come to a piece written by May Aufderheide in 1909. It's called The Thriller. And coming up first will be Max Morath and his quintet with a very gentle version of that. And we'll follow that up with Carl Sonny Leyland. So here we go with Max Morath.
Thank you.
Okay, Max Morath with a straight ahead version of The Thriller, and Carl Sonny Leyland giving it a Barrel House treatment.
Support comes from Cottonwood Custom Builders, a Boulder-based general contractor specializing in remodeling, new home construction, and green building. More information at cottonwoodcustombuilders.com.
You may have heard that prices for used vehicles are up. This also means that car or truck you don't need anymore is worth more as a donation to this station. Learn more at kgnu.org.
Well, moving right along here, another Scott Joplin tune, one that I think everyone has heard at one time or another. The Maple Leaf Rag from 1899. Dick Hyman will lead it off with a straight-ahead version, although a very snappy one. And we'll follow that by Italian jazz pianist Stefano Bolani, who takes it apart, I guess. Anyway, here is Dick Hyman to start it off.
Thank you.
All right, Maple Leaf Rag, Dick Hyman, and Stefano Bolani. Two very, very different versions. Okay, well, we continue to move on tonight. We're doing ragtime interpretations. Sometimes I would call it improvisations. Either way works. And we're going to turn now to a more recent composition, this one from 1964, written by Tom Shea. And it's titled Brun Campbell Express, taking sounds that Brun Campbell might make and kind of make them sound like a railroad train. So Brun Campbell Express. The first version is by Tom Shea himself, by the composer, and the second version is by John Petley. So having said all that, let's just move right on.
Thank you.
night. Two versions of Brun Campbell Express. First one by Tom Shea, the composer, and second one by John Petley, who doesn't stray too far from the original tone of Brun Campbell Express, but does a lot of improvisation there that's actually quite tasteful. So that's not bad, not bad at all. All right, moving now to another Scott Joplin piece, this one a favorite of many. From 1909, here is Solace, a Mexican Serenade. Our opening piece will be played by Guido Nielsen, who will play it very much note for note as written. And we'll follow that up with Jean Hewling, who goes by the name Sister Jean, the Ragtime Queen, and her husband on the washboard. So Laundry Fat, that's what she calls him. Anyway, here is Guido Nielsen. Thank you.
Support comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at RebeccasHerbs.com.
All right. Well, we heard two versions, a very tasteful version by Guido Nielsen and a rather fast, snappy version by Sister Jean, the Ragtime Queen. I am debating about whether to play this next one, but we have time, so I'll do it. We're going to listen to Sue Keller do Solace, and she does a very good job on the piano until she starts singing words that she's written to it. And in my opinion, it goes downhill from there, but let's give it a spin.
Golden hair, the strange one who would care. without reason, without knowing, a change very small to each other, something like his way. Then the carnival came with the colors like flame in the purple night sky. There was dancing and song, people moving along, and he watched them go by. Then the bigger man's flute led the band on its route by the small village square. And with the coming of dawning, with no one to see, yes, the wanderer went silently.
Well, I'm going to fade this out because we're a little short of time, and you get the gist of it. I wish she hadn't sung. It would have been fine. We'll close with a piece by George Gershwin and Will Donaldson from 1916. Here is Rialto Ripples. We'll start with Masanobu Okemiya, playing it pretty much note for note, and we'll follow up with Frederick Hodges with an amazing rendition. So here is Masanobu to kick it off.
Thank you.
Disciples, Masanobu Akemya and Frederick Hodges. And that'll take us out for tonight. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America this evening. I hope you've enjoyed these interpretations or improvisations. Some are really fine. Some, well, we'll leave it at that. And anyway, we'll be back next Thursday at 8 p.m. for some more recorded ragtime. And stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Yes, indeed. I guess you think that I'm all class for you, baby. I beg your pardon if I'm wrong. Perhaps I don't belong. I no sooner said pleased to meet you than you turn your pretty head, heartless creature. I ain't getting nowhere fast with you, baby. So I'll be on my merry way. Goodbye, ta-ta, so long, good day. 'Cause I ain't getting nowhere fast.